It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We have a great show for you today. I am so excited. We are going to be speaking with a true music legend, the man responsible for Reasons and Fantasy in September, and so many hits over the years. It's Philip Bailey from the band Earth, Wind & Fire. Philip Bailey joins us today as we look at and listen to the career of Earth, Wind & Fire. So get ready. This is Border Crossings.
Do you remember?
This is Larry London, Voice of America. On the phone with me right now, we have a music icon. Not every day you get a chance to talk to a guy who's been a part of music for a number of decades. 7 Grammys, Lifetime Achievement Awards. We're talking with the one and only Philip Bailey, and I guess I should call you Dr. Philip Bailey.
Well, it's an honor to be on the phone with you, sir.
It's a pleasure to have you with us here on the Voice of America. First of all, congratulations on the continued success. There aren't many artists in music that can sustain a career that has lasted as long as you have. And Earth, Wind & Fire, 23 albums. It's a remarkable accomplishment.
You know, and we never would have thought when we started this thing and at 21 that we would still be doing this, and especially at this level all over the world. So we're extremely grateful to our fans and to God for the blessings that we've endured for so long.
And you have had, it's been a varied career for you, because you kind of started off in jazz. I mean, you were idolizing people like Miles Davis and and things like that when you were young and growing up in the 60s, and then you started a group. And then you evolved into I guess it was R&B pop with your friend Maurice White. How did the two of you connect and decide that what you wanted to do was put together a band called Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Well, the concept came from Maurice's astrological chart in terms of the name of the band. But he was playing with Ramsey Lewis prior to that. He was a jazz drummer and wanted to do some music that had a lot of more genres in it, but make it commercial. So he had a real detailed concept for what he wanted to do and the vision of what the kind of band that he wanted. And he started the band in the 70s and got me from Denver, actually. The rest is history.
Oh! It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
You're the voice of Earth, Wind & Fire. You've always been the voice with Maurice, but he passed away, unfortunately, last year. And the band continues to tour, and I guess you're here in Washington very soon, and you're going all around the world with Nile Rodgers, which is going to be a lot of fun. That sounds like a party.
It is. It's a nonstop party with all those hits that Nile has been associated with with all the groups and icons that he's recorded with. And so from the time you come in there to the time you leave, it's just really an upbeat, kind of like, that's the reason why we call it 2054. We took a slice out of the Studio 54 here in New York City, and we said, well, let's call it 2054. But we're having a great time. The people are just raving about the experience, and it's a real fun evening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys always had a great time on stage. It looked like you were just kind of, you guys were in your own world, and the audience became a part of that world. And the horn section is just unmistakable. The sounds of Earth, Wind, and Fire are recognizable all around the world.
Well, we have fun, and we enjoy, and we invite the audience to come have fun with us, and fortunately, they do and have been doing so for almost five decades now, so, you know, we're doing something right.
You got the original fans, and you got their children, and you got their grandchildren, so you kind
That's
of...
something.
It is amazing to be able to get on stage and perform for all of those generations of people, and I'm sure there's fans who've been following you around since the beginning.
Yeah, you know, and we always thank them, you know, those fans of us who started with us since day one, as we say, and all the new fans that have come along the way.
a four, if I'm not mistaken, four octave range voice. You still hitting those high notes?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. You know, still belting them out, getting them up there. And
that's not easy to do, I'll tell you. I mean, I've in the shower, I've sung Fantasy so many times, but I would never sing it in public. And you guys, you're just amazing. You're remarkable. Your career has been remarkable. What did it feel like the very first time you heard your song on the radio? Do you remember where you were?
Well, I was in Los Angeles, and you're fortunate if you hear your song on the radio one time. But our music is played, you know, every minute and some odd seconds all over the world, still. And so it's an extreme, you know, you have to pinch yourself and say, wow, this is very, very, very cool.
Now, 8 double platinum albums out of the 23 and 50 golden platinum songs and multiple number one hits on a variety of charts all around the world. Of course, you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you look back, could you pick a highlight? Would there be a single highlight out of all of this that's gone on for the last number of decades?
Well, I think we're probably living them now. You know, I'm 66 years old. I'm in great health, and I'm still performing for my fans around the world, still able to perform at a very high level. And so I think right now, you know, you got to be that's a real blessing. So I think right now we're living the dream.
And you're doing some jazz music too and gospel music as well. So you kind of have branched out in a number of different directions.
You know, I love all different genres of music, and I happen to be a believer. And so I've done, I won a Grammy for one of my gospel albums. And then jazz was the first love, actually. So I'm working on a project now with Chick Corea and a bunch of different artists. And it's a lot of fun, you know. I'm just living the dream, really. I really am.
You aren't kidding. You won a Grammy with Phil Collins for Easy Lover, you know, and the music world was scared. Is Philip Bailey leaving Earth, Wind, and Fire? And no, you came right back, and you won some more Grammys with them. it just doesn't stop for you. And I know you have sung and performed in front of many, many people around the world. The Super Bowl, what was it? I think Super Bowl 29 or something like that. I think you guys were on stage there surrounded by 80,000 people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, several presidents. And
yes. Well, but President Obama invited you to the White House. What was that like?
That was fantastic. You know, we performed for that administration three times, and for the Clinton administration, and King of Morocco, and it's been one of those kind of rides that you really do have to pinch yourself and say, wow.
Now, tell me something from your, I know you wrote a memoir a couple of years back called Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Tell me something that you wrote in that book that has shocked everybody, that you keep, the one thing that people keep coming back, I can't believe, Philip, that happened? So tell me something from that book.
You know, and you can't believe, you know, I can't think of anything right off the bat, but it's a memoir of just my beginnings and you know, kind of like how I grew up you know, I actually did the audio version of it as well, and so yeah, if you really wanted to take a deeper look at who I am, you know, I would suggest picking that up or downloading it.
And how about collaborations? Anybody that you'd like to work with nowadays? Because you work with everybody in the past, but is there somebody you say, you know, this cat is cool, and I'd like to do something with this guy or girl?
Well right now I'm working with Christian McBride, Chick Corea, Robert Glasper, and doing a project that I've, you know, it's kind of like one of my dream projects of working with people that I, you know, I really love their music, and so I'm taking my time and just waiting for it to be ready, and so you look forward to that.
And I know your son is also doing some music with you as well. He's in Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, Philip Duran. He's a graduate of Berklee School of Music and worked there for several years before started working with us. But that's a lot of fun because he gets a chance we get a chance to see, you know, the reason why I was never home when he was a kid.
Wow, I mean, what would you tell the younger people today that want to get into music, that look up to Philip Bailey, Earth, Wind & Fire? They say, I wanted, because it's a different industry now than it was when you first started.
It is. It's a very different industry. But I would just say, you know, to study the craft, study the history, and be tenacious about, you know, what you want to do. Stay in there. Don't give up. And try to be, as you know, excellent at what you're doing.
And who inspires Philip Bailey? I mean, when you listen to music, who are you listening to a lot?
You know, like I'm still a big jazzer. I just think that it's one of those, and real jazz, not dig on smooth jazz, but I just think that those guys were just, you know, the mad scientists of music. So I'm a jazzer and classical and gospel. I just think that those they hold my attention really well.
Thank you.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Have you ever been asked or given any thought to what would be the defining thing about Earth, Wind, and Fire that has made it so successful? What is it that separated Earth, Wind, and Fire from the rest of the pack that came out at the same time? Because it's not easy to sustain, and you guys have sustained. So what do you think separates you from the rest?
Well, you know, Morrissey had a very specific concept for the band, and we've stayed true to that concept of... You know, and I think that that's really one of the things that the focus of you know, our longevity.
And I know that you also have been involved with a charity organization, and you like to give back, which is great. You use your fame and your stardom in a very positive way to help out the community and help out the world. Tell me about Music is Unity.
Yes, and you could go to musicisunity.org, and what we do is we give money to different organizations who are helping emancipated foster care youth individuals, because they're many times they're not youth anymore, but they are aging out of foster care, and it's a much needed charity and cause, and we're very passionate about it. And we've been doing it for about, I guess, about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing a lot of people being gifted and meeting some needs that otherwise wouldn't be met.
Oh, well, you know, that's great. That's wonderful that you're doing that. You happen to know the website again that you can share that with the audience?
Oh, musicisunity.org.
Okay, excellent. Please do check that out. We've got Philip Bailey on the phone right now, on tour with Earth, Wind & Fire. Is this a world tour?
No, it's a U.S. tour right now.
And then the plan for the future is?
Well, we're gonna finish this tour and then talk about the possibility of taking it to another, over to Europe and so forth.
Now I'm craving your body. Is this real? Temperature's rising. I don't want to feel I'm in the wrong place to be real. Oh, and I'm longing to love you just for.
Do you have a story about a fan story? Because everybody likes to hear fan stories, and there are groupies and there are fans who will go to any extreme. They'll hide in the food cart. They'll do anything to meet you guys. Do you have any story you could share with us?
Well, you know, at this point, we're just kind of like getting fans from our age to young kids who listen to music on their movies and so forth. So, I'm telling you, it's kind of a pinch yourself time for us, and we're just just enjoying all that's coming with it.
And there's a lot of people who are just discovering your music for the first time because you've been doing this for so long. So when you get the next generation of fans, then, I mean, this is new to them. So they're hearing, Shining Star for the first time or Fantasy for the first time.
That's what's so incredible about this, that, we are picking up new fans that are, that are on Spotify and all the different music networks and channels and stuff, and they're getting into the music and they're coming and singing all the songs and not only the hits, but they're going deep into the catalog and asking us to play this and that song. And you say, how did you know that song? And they're young folks. So it's a lot of fun.
And the industry, as we mentioned a little while ago, has changed so much. The technology is mind-blowing because when you first started, you guys had to do this in a studio and you all had to be there. Now you can be separate in different parts of the world and still get it done.
You sure can. There's a lot of things you could do now that you couldn't when we were coming up. But, like to have a band, you still have to get that sound.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to record together.
Yeah, well, that's good that you're doing it the way it was supposed to be done, and you're still doing it that way. Any plans for new music in the future? Do we have some plans for another album? I know you're working on one, jazz album, but how about an Earth, Wind, and Fire album? Any thoughts about that?
Well, we're working on some things, I think, but we're kind of like not letting it out yet.
Okay.
So,
you could tell me, and it'll just be between you and I. We'll just keep it a secret. You and I in 100 countries around the world. That's all.
Exactly.
Well, you have 4 live albums out over the years, and with all the songs, Reasons and Fantasy and Sing a Song, Serpentine Fire, Getaway, Shining Star, Boogie Wonderland, does Philip Bailey have a favorite song out of the collection?
All those songs are kind of like, you're kind of like your kids. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to be co-writer on many of those songs. But basically, not really, not a favorite, because, they are very close to you.
Well, I mean, the fans love them all. Do you get a bigger reaction from any one song? Is there one that gets them standing up on the chair, or do you what's your encore song when you come out at the end?
Well, we do Fantasy for our encore, but, of course, September is hands down a crowd favorite.
Mm-hmm. My favorite, one of my favorites. They're all my favorites. I know what you mean by, they're kids. How do you pick one? And you've got you've got so many great kids, too. You have a daughter that's in the music business, was with a band called Emotions, a very, very famous band.
Well, that's my daughter's mom.
Oh, your daughter's mom.
Yeah, you're right. But I have my children working with me. One of my daughters is my assistant and worked with the management staff. And then my son, one of my sons, works with us on the road.
That's wonderful. Well, what an honor and a pleasure it is to talk to you. And around the world, you're loved by everybody for so many different reasons. And I appreciate the opportunity for you to give people a chance to know you a little bit better, because we don't get to hear from you all that often. We see you on stage and in the films and whatnot, but we don't actually get to meet you and to know you. So thank you for the opportunity to do that. And
well, thank you. It's indeed a pleasure for me, too. And thanks to the fans that have supported us for all this time and for the new ones that are coming along. We appreciate you.
Go out and get a copy of Philip's memoir, Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And if they come and perform where you live around the world, by all means, you got to see the show. You got to see these guys in concert. It is life-changing. So thank you very much, Philip Bailey, for joining us here on The Voice of America.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
I hope you enjoyed today's Border Crossings. Wow, how exciting. Philip Bailey, thank you so much for joining us and being our guest today on the program. Earth, Wind, and Fire are still together after all these years, and they continue to put out great music and entertain fans all around the world. I don't think there's anybody on the planet who hasn't heard at least one song from Earth, Wind, and Fire over the years. I want to thank Markel for producing our show today. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. We shall return tomorrow with more great music just for you. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.